In this episode, I'll teach you how to turn your Facebook followers into the referral network for your business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuds.
What is up? What is up? In a moment, I'm going to show you how to turn your Facebook followers into your business's referral network. But first, I want to get you caught up to speed on the news. And before the news, a special congratulations to my Wirebuzz team for winning a 2016 Telly Award, which is hosted by the creators of the Emmys and the Academy Awards. Now, the award-winning video was created on one of our clients' video shoots, and they had us film a testimonial video featuring one of their patients who benefited from their genetic test. And right around that same time that we were scheduled to film that video in San Francisco, Wirebuzz's director of video production, Strons Vanderplug, pulled me aside. And you know Strons, you guys have been listening to this podcast. He's on from time to time. Well, Strons pulled me aside and had this little come to Jesus moment with me. And he said, "You know, Todd, I know that you love being on all of our shoots and you're totally invested in the outcomes and making sure our clients are happy. But now that we've grown so quickly, I don't know if it's the most valuable use of your time." And he was like, "You know, we already have two traveling in-house video crews. Maybe it doesn't make sense for you to be on every shoot every time. So let's get more focused on having you specialize on your thought leadership or your relationship development with clients and less on the actual video production." And you know, candidly, by 2010, when I started Wirebuzz, I had already filmed over 8,000 videos in my career. So I really love the video shoot day. It was awkward for me, but you know, I took Strons's advice, and my last video shoot is the one that Wirebuzz just won the Telly Award for. So I basically dropped the mic, walked off the set like Peyton Manning, and all that's pretty cool to be able to walk off with an award on my last shoot. All right, so let's get you up to speed on the most important news in video marketing. Search Engine Land is reporting that more than 50% of search queries globally now come from mobile devices. A recent report from Hitwise argues that in the US, and you're going to love this, US mobile searches is roughly 58% of overall search queries in volume. Now, this matters to your business because your customers' buying habits are always changing. And if you want to continue to cater to their needs, you need to be catering to a mobile-first environment where your information is going to be found more often than not. Now, this fits perfectly with video marketing because, as I've explained in past episodes of Video Marketing Mastery, people don't read on mobile devices. We're all going friggin' blind because of these devices. So people don't want to read text. People don't want to read on any device text. Reading feels like homework, but video feels like entertainment. So on mobile devices, more than anything else, people want to watch video, and video is fast and easy and engaging. So leverage that. And the biggest opportunities happen for early adopters. If you're not going to react and pivot quickly to a huge market signal opportunity like this, your growth potential will be dramatically limited. So now I want to go through each of the industries so I can tell you up to date how mobile adoption is really quickly. If you're in the food and beverage industry, 72% of all search queries are happening on mobile devices. In the health industry, 68% of search queries are happening on mobile devices. Now, just a few years ago, I remember when I was at Empower, the women's health media company, it was 15% that were happening on mobile devices. Now it's by far the majority. 68% of search queries that related to sports are happening on mobile devices. In news and media, 64% of search queries are happening on mobile devices. Automotive, retail, travel, real estate, all above 50%. Entertainment and banking are approaching 50%. Start preparing for a mobile-first customer, and that starts with mobile-first, a mobily optimized website and mobile-first content. Now, in 2012, I shared with you for the very first time that Google was going to be providing prioritized ranking for websites that are search engine optimized. I rang the alarm early because the market signals were showing me that this day was coming. Then roughly 18 months ago, I told you that Google released their first mobile-friendly tool for website owners. You'd be able to evaluate how mobile friendly your website was. And my Wirebuzz site always passed. I mean, I was checking it off and on. I probably checked it maybe 6 or 7 times over the last 18 months. And it was important for me to make sure that when that time came, that my company and my site was mobile friendly before competitors. Then a couple of weeks ago, I shared with you on this very podcast and across social media that Google released a brand new mobile-friendly testing tool that would test to see if your website is optimized for mobile users. Now, with that tool, Google was looking for a more thorough review of your website compared to the original tool, and that Google was going to be examining 3 categories: mobile friendliness, mobile site speed, and desktop site speed. And with Google's new tool, my Wirebuzz website passed only the first portion of the test, the mobile friendliness portion, but we failed on the new additions, which were mobile site speed and desktop site speed. So I reached out to my developer, and for $125 of his time, we're now mobile optimized in the eyes of Google. In other words, we're now ready to get preferential treatment in Google search results when Google starts downgrading websites that aren't mobile friendly. Please heed my warning. Get your site tested. It's easy. In a moment, I'm going to explain how to do that. And really, get yourself prepared for a changing day so you're not caught saying to your boss, "I don't know what happened, but we're not getting those search results anymore." And today, I'm telling you that in the U.S., mobile search is roughly 58% of overall search query volume. So please make sure your business is mobile optimized and has a fast mobile load and desktop load speed. If you don't, your competitors will beat you to it. To test the mobile friendliness of your website, you can just go to the show notes for this episode, wirebuzz.com/35. An easy way to remember episode 35 is back in the day, Christo, when you were just a baby, 35 millimeter film was the most commonly used film for analog photography and also motion pictures. Have you ever even seen a 35 millimeter roll of film?
I've actually shot on 35 millimeter for film school.
You have?
Yeah.
For school, it makes me feel ancient. Well, I grew up in this, and so this is where I got started. And, my first job was at a professional photo lab on Pier Avenue in Hermosa Beach, California. And Christo, I beg you, you've got to remind me in a coming episode to tell you about this crazy story about what happened behind the scenes in the mid-80s in a one-hour photo lab that was literally on the beach, on the bike path at the pier in Hermosa Beach. Complete debauchery. I'll tell a story about this because I'm not going to tell in this episode. Wirebuzz.com/35. I will blow your mind with the things that I saw. Facebook is testing video ads during live broadcasts. TechCrunch is reporting if you watch a lot of Facebook live broadcasts, like Wirebuzz does or some of our clients do, and like we're going to talk about in this episode, well, get ready for, you guessed it, the revenue stream. Facebook's rolling out ads in the move. Well, this move shouldn't be a surprise for anyone who follows Facebook or their various other video projects. So how's all this going to work? Well, that's a little less clear for now. The company is just getting started, as TechCrunch tells us in their article, quote, a small group of publishers. For now, as TechCrunch is reporting, Facebook is just letting a small group of publishers insert a short ad break in their live videos. Now, the ads can appear anywhere after 5 minutes into the live stream and can last a maximum of 15 seconds. Now, Facebook reportedly told advertisers that during the beta, all ads shown during live broadcasts will be taken from other promoted video campaigns already running on Facebook. But it's safe to assume if the test is successful, advertisers may soon have the ability to create custom ads designed to be shown during live broadcasts. Basically, Facebook is reverse engineering itself into an old traditional television network. And as you're going to see, your friends and your businesses are going to be the shows. Does that make sense? So instead of going to a gatekeeper like a network program director, you're going to be able to go live directly to your friends and followers and generate some revenue and help Facebook generate revenue to cover the cost on all of this. In other news, Google's making its play to get eyeballs during the Olympics. you know, last week it was Facebook leveraging the presidential conventions. Now Google's whoring out the next event, which is the Olympics, and the tech giant announced Monday. And this story, by the way, it can be found at Mashable.com or on wirebuzz.com/35. But the tech giant on Monday announced that it's sending 15 of YouTube's best and brightest stars to live stream from the Summer Games. Now, I think this is really cool. You know, before I got into video marketing, I was a live on location reporter for Clear Channel. And so this is right in my blood because I got to report. They actually paid me, check this out, to walk through history and tell people about it live. How cool is that, right? I got to be at presidential debates, inaugurations. I got to be yelled at by John McCain. I got to go down to the presidential recount in Florida when they were counting Bush Gore, hanging chads, and be a part of that mess. And I was at the first anniversary of the World Trade Center as a reporter. So long story short, YouTube said they're going to take advantage of the new mobile live streaming feature to be sending their best and brightest down to Rio and, quote, share real-time moments from Brazil as they unfold. YouTube's also going to be having them create 360-degree videos, and YouTube's using this news to help position YouTube as a go-to destination for the Olympics. And you should be doing the same thing with your business whenever you go to a conference or you host an event. Maybe you're at your next symposium or something. Use Facebook Live or YouTube Live as an opportunity to host best of the conference or the most important news that came out of this conference and share it as a summary to all of your followers, your clients, or maybe your prospects, and they will instantly see you as a thought leader in your space. All right, so if you want to transform your Facebook friends into your business's referral network, well, I've got very actionable advice for you in this episode. This tip that I'm going to share with you is basically how in the last week I've gotten 5 new business leads, introductions, all from my friends on social media. Now, the first thing you need to realize is your friends already know you and they already trust you. And the second piece is that while you're doing a Facebook Live event, Facebook's going to provide you advanced exposure on the top of all of your followers' news feeds while you're live, okay? Now, this same tip can also apply for when you're adding new video content, but on the cheap, and people email me all the time asking me for cheap marketing tactics to use video, well, this is as cheap as it comes. So the first recommendation I'm going to make is for you to host a Facebook Live event. And you want to host that event while most of your friends are actually on Facebook. And you want to discuss a topic that solves a problem that many of your friends and followers are experiencing. For example, if you're an insurance broker or an agent, like let's say Allstate's Pretzinger agency in Tucson, Arizona, you know, I met with them this morning and they're turning their Facebook friends and followers into their referral network. So let me just walk you through it. It's exactly how I did it. The Pretzinger agency is going to be using Facebook Live events around a very specific topic that has really broad appeal to their target customer. Their target customers are homeowners between the ages of 25 and 50 years of age that absolutely need home and auto insurance, all right? Now, Craig Pretzinger and his team, they deal with things like rental units also, and they do a great job at that. But the goal is to really tap into mass appeal. And the way that I recommend they do it is to create a Facebook Live event that's helpful to the largest number of their Facebook friends, all right? So maybe the best topic for Craig Pretzinger, who's the founder of the Pretzinger Agency, is the 7 cost-saving tips for home and auto insurance, all right? You'll have a different one, but for Craig, this might be the one that taps into the largest number of his Facebook friends and followers. And then he has to pick a time where he feels like the largest number of his Facebook friends are actually on Facebook. And that's when he should be hosting his Facebook Live event, because while you're live, Facebook is going to be promoting your Facebook Live events on the top of all of your followers' news feeds. Got it? And who knows how long this is going to last for? None of us know. So what I want you to do is I want you to recognize that there's a window of opportunity right now. The best digital marketers are the ones that are able to grow at really freakish rates at like 35 and 65 and two times what they did last year. And the way that they do that is they're early adopters and they take advantage of windows of opportunity that are available. And the biggest window of opportunity right now about using video to amplify your business goals is to be using it in Facebook, either uploading your video natively, which will give you 3 or 4 times the amount of exposure as you would get from taking a YouTube video and sharing it on Facebook. So that's one of them. But the second one, which I'm talking about right now, is how you make your Facebook followers and friends your referral network. So if you cater to one state, I want you to pick a time, like maybe 7 p.m., when people are all over Facebook, right? They're sitting on their couch, they're done with dinner, they've picked their kids up from whatever they're supposed to be doing and brought them home, and family's starting to settle down. And it's 7 o'clock, right? If you cater to one state, if your business is able to tap into those people, that might be the right time. You'll know better than me. Your customers are different. But for the Pretzinger Agency, it's 7 o'clock at night. Let's say your business or your service is national. You're going to want to select the best time across the different time zones, like in the US, 7 p.m. Eastern or 4 p.m. Pacific. And you're going to want to spend 2% of your time marketing and 98% of that time being very, very helpful in the information that you're giving out. The reason you want to be helpful is the new viral. Okay, that's the mantra that you should be telling yourself. How can I be helpful? Helpful is the new viral, because you don't want to go viral. You don't need to go viral to 1 million people for your business to generate ROI, okay? Viral videos rarely convert into revenue. So I want you to be tactical. Tactical is being helpful. And the more helpful you are, the more likely your Facebook friends and followers are going to start referring you the next time your product, your service, or your expertise comes up in a conversation that they're having with one of their friends or their colleagues or one of their business partners. That's exactly how I used this tactic to generate new leads, 5 of them last week, for my friends right off of Facebook. You see, what I've discovered is when I host Facebook live events or when I host new videos socially, my friends start to refer me. And the reason is, you know, I'm using social media to make myself top of their mind. Right? You get that? So the next time one of Craig Pretzinger's friends are in the conversation where someone is in the need of home or auto insurance, instantly they're like, oh, you got to talk to Craig, right? That's what I've been getting. And that's exactly how in the last week I've gotten 5 referrals from friends who have seen my video tips or my Facebook live events, and I have become top of mind. So that's exactly how you and your business should be using Facebook Live to turn your friends into your business's referral network. Now, the big takeaway from this episode is I want you to regularly be creating helpful content and to post it into your social media feed. One of the greatest things you could be doing right now at zero cost is doing Facebook Live events. You should be doing these Facebook Live events for your friends and your followers. And before you know it, when you start providing helpful information, they will start referring you because you'll be top of mind. Now, selecting profitable video topics for your business, that's actually tricky. I found it to be very hard to do it for our own business, and I spend a lot of time in this topic anyway as my job. So to help you get streamlined and to make the process easier for you, we created a worksheet that helps you select the right topics for your business, and it's free only to the listeners of this podcast. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/topics. That's wirebuzz.com/topics. If this podcast was valuable to you, make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe. Make sure you leave us a really honest rating and review. And I will make sure that the latest episodes get sent directly to your mobile device. So when you're on the go, no matter where you are, like I was on an airplane going to and from Nashville this week, you can grab your phone, drop your headphones in, and listen to the latest episode so you're up to speed on all things video marketing.